Happy Monday and wishing you a beautiful new week as we continue on with this month's topic of confidence. And today we are going to be talking about whether or not you trust in yourself, because this is another key aspect of where your confidence actually comes from in the core of yourself. Yesterday I held a fabulous full moon and guardian angel ceremony in the Cabinet Rooms in Monkstown here in Dublin in Ireland, and it was probably one of the most powerful classes that I've ever held. Just the energy in the room, the level of what people were visualizing through their meditations, the messages they were getting, the guidance they were getting, it was just off the charts. I was even had kind of the shakes after the class. It was a 2-hour class. We did huge releasing exercise using water and rose petals. I had bought white roses that day, and it was just absolutely fabulous. But a lot of what actually came up in the class, was all about trusting ourselves and empowering ourselves. And there's that short poem by Marianne Williamson that says, "Our greatest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our greatest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure." And that's the thing. Like, we're afraid of our own power. We're afraid to feel good because we don't know whether it's okay for us to be like that. Sometimes we don't trust our own guidance and our own intuition. We doubt ourselves so much, which therefore leads to a lack of self-belief, therefore leads to making wrong decisions and choices because we don't believe and trust in ourselves. And when you're trying to work on your confidence this month through any part of your life or in any specific area that you're focusing on, whether, as I've mentioned before, a few of you've gone back to college, whether it's through that, whether it's through your work and trying to, you know, make an impression or be seen as a trusted advisor, somebody asked about, whether it's just the confidence to be able to have middle ground about saying yes to the right thing and no to the wrong things, whatever it is, it all really comes back to what is your trust like. And we give away our power so often about what people think about us, what people expect from us, whether we believe we're going to fail. I'm going to use that example. I know someone sent me a question the other day all about their going back to college and this energy of like not being sure that they're going to be able to actually do the work and to do the exams. And it's kind of looking on things on a practical level and then like a spiritual level. So the practical level is, for example, in that situation, it's like, okay, well, what do I need to do? What's the recommended course reading or studying like? So where's my schedule? Where's my plan around making sure I hit all of that? I get all the readings done and I empower myself by getting as much knowledge as I can to equip myself for the exams. Then it's about working on the confidence and the visualization aspect of actually seeing themselves being able to go into that exam, get the right questions and the right answers come up. So you're not just leaving it up to an airy fairy energy of like, okay, I'm going to visualize myself doing well, but I'm not going to do work. It's about, I'm going to do the practical work and then I'm going to do the spiritual work. And I always talk about this blend of practicality and spirituality because that's, you know, we're living in the real world or the realm here, and we often want to bring in some higher energy. So we blend these two together. But again, it comes back to that trust and faith in yourself. And you took that leap of faith to start college, and you will continue to take those leaps of faith when you have that trust in yourself. If it's a work situation, if it's a financial situation, if it's, you know, trying to empower yourself a little bit more with people in your life, it's about trusting, you know, and listening to yourself. That's where it really, really comes from. So I just want you to think about that today, and I want you to ask the question, do you actually have trust in yourself? And do you trust your own guidance? Do you trust your own beliefs around things that come up and that you know in your gut are right? Do you trust it? And then do you take action on it? So I'd love to hear back from you actually with some feedback on that. But I hope you have a really lovely Monday, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.